An American man named Alan Gross was a prisoner in Cuba for 5 years during the Obama administration. Gross had worked as a USAID subcontractor until the Cuban government accused him of being an American spy. Now, several years after he was released, Gross is opening up about what he says happened when Senator Bernie Sanders visited him in detention. NPR's Tim Mak has this exclusive.
Senator Bernie Sanders has long been criticized for remarks he's made about autocratic governments, most recently in an interview last week with 60 Minutes. During the interview, Sanders gave qualified praise to deceased Cuban leader Fidel Castro.
We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba. But, you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it.
And now an American with a harrowing experience in the island country is describing an unreported remark Sanders made about Cuba before he ever ran for president. Gross says Sanders didn't understand why others criticized Cuba.
He said, quote, "I don't know what's so wrong with this country," unquote.
Humanitarian worker Alan Gross was arrested in December 2009 after completing a USAID subcontract to expand internet access to Cuba's small Jewish community, beyond the restrictive internet regulations set by the Castro government. He spent 1,841 days in detention, during which he lost 5 teeth and over 100 pounds. He also said he was threatened by his interrogators, with hanging and a threat to pull his fingernails out.
The first year of my captivity was akin to sensory deprivation because, you know, I saw about 20 minutes of sunlight during the first year.
The Obama administration and Gross's advocates said he was wrongfully convicted. He was ultimately released by Cuba in exchange for the American government releasing 3 Cubans convicted of spying. But before he was released, a congressional delegation came to visit him in prison in February 2014. The group was made up of Senators Heidi Heitkamp, John Tester, and Bernie Sanders. Gross now opposes Sanders' campaign for the presidency, but at the time he scarcely knew the Vermont senator.
Senator Sanders didn't really engage much in the conversation.
But near the end, Sanders suddenly piped up with a comment to the detained American, saying he didn't see what was so wrong with the country. Gross, as a prisoner in that country, said he took offense to that remark.
I just think, you know, it was a stupid thing for him to do. First, how could he not see the incredible deterioration of what was once the grandeur of a pre-Castro era? And two, how could he be so insensitive to make that remark to a political hostage, me?
The Sanders campaign, given an opportunity to respond to Gross's recollection of the exchange, said they had no comment. A source close to Heitkamp said the former senator remembered that Sanders seemed to disregard the meeting with Gross, and that an uncomfortable exchange occurred, but did not remember the exact remark. Senator Tester said through a spokesperson that he did not recall the remark. Gross says he felt compelled to speak out about Sanders' comments now because of the interview the senator gave to 60 Minutes and its reference to the issue in the debates.
It's relevant now. The guy's running for president of the United States. And for him to make those statements that's demonstrating a basic lack of a grasp on reality is problematic to me. I don't want to see this guy in the White House.
Gross had alluded to this story before, in a podcast with Politico. But as he told the story, he backtracked. Here's what he said in 2016.
I had the impression that Bernie didn't see that there was so much wrong with the country that he was visiting. No, not really. He didn't say so much as that. Well,
Gross says now that he didn't want to cause a stir.
I wanted to soften the blow at the time because I didn't really think it was all that relevant to what we were talking about for the podcast.
That was then, Gross says. But now Sanders is a leading Democratic contender for president. Tim Mak, NPR News, Washington.